Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do.
It helps you know what you do.
So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello, friends. My name is Anne Marie, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together. My name is Garrett.
And this is Studio Classroom. You're just in time for day two of our article, where we are talking all about a member of the popular group BTS.
BTS conquered the world with their music and dance moves. Today, we're talking about one young member of the group named Jungkook.
That's right. Yesterday we learned that Jungkook got his start on a popular Korean TV show called Superstar K. Although he didn't make it to the finals, he was still noticed by many people in the entertainment industry.
And like many in that Korean entertainment industry, he signed up with a big entertainment company. They brought him in as a trainee, and he went through extensive training to get the skills that he has now.
That's right. We learned that at the very young age of 15, Jungkook made his debut with BTS.
Yes, he was ready to go. We have more to say about him, so let's jump into our first reading.
Jungkook, the golden boy of BTS. Jungkook's fan base grew quickly, but it wasn't just teenage girls who noticed the young singer's talent. Artists like the legendary Diana Ross, popular singer Charlie Puth, and others began praising Jungkook's enormous musical abilities. By the time 2023 rolled around, Rolling Stone magazine had named him one of the greatest singers of all time. Meanwhile, Jungkook continued to receive numerous awards and honors while breaking chart and streaming records.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看 numerous 这个形容词，意思是指许多的、大量的。例如 ，The city is home to numerous restaurants serving international food. 这座城市有许多供应国际美食的餐厅。numerous 的副词 numerously 是指大量的、众多的。譬如 ，Volunteers numerously offered their help after the earthquake.地震发生之后，大量的志工伸出援手。我们另外来学一个相关的单字 ，innumerable， 意思是无数的、数不清的。譬如 ，The sky was filled with innumerable stars, shining like tiny diamonds in the dark night。天空布满了无数的星辰，在漆黑的夜晚中，如钻石般闪耀着。
Thank you so much, Jack. Friends, let's get right into today's lesson. We read together, Jungkook's fan base grew quickly. Let's stop there for a moment and talk about what a fan base is.
Okay, well, a fan base is a group of loyal fans or supporters. That could be for a whole band, for just one singer, or even a sports team.
That's right. Here's a way you can use fan base in a sentence.The band has a large fan base all over the world. Now, other things could have a fan base as well. Certain cartoons or illustrations could have a fan base. And as Garrett said, sports teams do as well.
Certainly. Well, Jungkook's fan base grew quickly, but it wasn't just teenage girls who noticed the young singer's talent.
All right, there are some specific people we are going to talk about here. Artists like the legendary Diana Ross, popular singer Charlie Puth, and others began praising Jungkook's enormous musical abilities.
Okay, why do we use that word enormous here? Well, it means very big, very, very big. And so we're saying he had a lot of talent.
That's right. And sometimes the word enormous can mean the size of something, like an enormous mountain. But sometimes we use enormous to talk about an amount as well. So for example, you could say the stadium was filled with an enormous crowd. The amount of people was a lot. And here we use the word enormous to talk about Jungkook's musical abilities.
Yes. Well, by the time 2023 rolled around, Rolling Stone magazine had named him one of the greatest singers of all time.
This is a pretty big compliment and a great accomplishment for Jungkook. Let's talk about a few of the things in this sentence together, friends. First of all, we see this term rolled around. When something rolls around, it doesn't mean that it's rolling around on the floor. It means that something came again. And oftentimes we're talking about time or events.
All right, let's try and use that again. When summer rolled around, the kids got excited for vacation.
Sure, you could also say Christmas is rolling around again. And this just means something happens every year, like an event. The time has come again. Okay, we also see this term that Rolling Stone named him one of the greatest singers of all time. Let's talk about what it means to name somebody something.
Okay, it's not just to give them a name, like my name is Garrett. Of course, I was named by my parents, but we're talking about something a little different here. It's to give someone a certain position or kind of like a title.
That's right. For example, the company named him team leader after the project's success. This means that someone is assigning you a certain title or position. In our article, Rolling Stone magazine has assigned or named Jungkook one of the greatest singers of all time.
And that is very impressive. Meanwhile, Jungkook continued to receive numerous awards and honors while breaking chart and streaming records.
Okay, so he wasn't just a talented singer. He was also able to break these chart and streaming records. Of course, in the music industry, there are people who keep track of how popular certain singers and bands or songs are. So it sounds like he was so popular that he was actually breaking some of these records.
Because so many people were listening to the songs. So definitely not just popular in Korea and not just popular with teenage girls.
That's right. A lot of people recognize that he is a very talented person. Well, we're going to find out more about what he is up to now, friends. So let's get into our next reading right now.
Jungkook, the golden boy of BTS. Today, Jungkook is considered by many to be the main singer and lead dancer of BTS, and he sometimes represents the band at public events. Yet his talents and interests aren't limited to just performance. The global icon has written and produced several of the band's record-breaking songs. In his free time, Jungkook enjoys painting, martial arts, playing different musical instruments, and spending time with his dog, Bam.
Icon, 意思是象征或是代表人物, 譬如, the Eiffel Tower is a cultural icon of Paris. 埃菲尔铁塔是巴黎的文化象征。 Icon 字尾加上 IC 就变成形容词 iconic， 意思是具代表性的、象征性的。譬如 ，The Mona Lisa is one of the most iconic paintings in the world. 蒙娜丽莎是世界上最具代表性的画作之一。副词是 iconically， 指具代表性的、象征性的。譬如 ，The brand's logo is iconically simple yet instantly recognizable. 这个品牌的标志设计简单而具象征性，一眼就能被认出来。What
is Jungkook up to today? Let's find out.
Okay, well, of course, he is still singing and dancing. Today, Jungkook is considered by many to be the main singer and lead dancer of BTS. I think we could also say lead singer.
Yeah, definitely. This word lead means the main person in a movie, play, or on a team. In a singing group like this, if you are the lead, it means that you sing the lead part or the main part.
Sure. Here's another example. Maria got the lead role in the school play.
All right, we also see something else here in the end of this sentence. He sometimes represents the band at public events. What is a public event? Well, this is some type of gathering that's open to everyone, like a concert or a parade. Not just certain people are invited. If you pay or you want to go, you can also go to that.
Absolutely. For example, the mayor often speaks at public events in the city. So, for the band BTS, this could be live events that people show up to, or it might be certain gatherings on TV.
That's right. We read on here, friends, yet his talents and interests aren't limited to just performance. The global icon has written and produced several of the band's record-breaking songs.
All right, let's talk about what it means to produce something. It does kind of just mean to make or create something, and it has kind of a special meaning when it comes to music or TV or movies.
That's right. So, for example, a studio could produce a popular TV show, a musician could produce the music. Usually when you are producing music or something like a TV show, you're not just the one who is actually acting or singing on that thing, you're the one who is creating it and putting it all together at the end.
You're in charge of a lot more, you need to organize a lot more things. So Jungkook is getting involved in a lot of the process of what makes BTS so popular.
Exactly. Okay, in his free time, Jungkook enjoys painting, martial arts, playing different musical instruments, and spending time with his dog, Bam.
Okay, so thankfully, his whole life isn't just his work. He gets to do some other things. One of those is martial arts. These are kind of like sports or skills that involve fighting and self-defense. There are many different kinds. Popular ones are things like karate or kung fu.
Let's use the term martial arts in a sentence. Kevin has been learning martial arts since he was 10.
Now, martial arts could be a way for you to defend yourself in an actual fight. It could be a way to compete in that martial art, or just a great way to exercise.
Yeah, a lot of people learn martial arts for many different reasons, and it is really great exercise. Well, friends, now we have learned about some of the hobbies that Jungkook has and what he is up to today. We have more to learn about him in just a moment, but right now it's time for us to take a deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? More than just the usual. Bob once said he wanted a dog for exercise. 2 weeks later, the dog had multiple outfits, a social media account, and its own playlist. Turns out it was more than just a pet. Let's break down the phrase, more than just. We use it when something is bigger, deeper, or more meaningful than it first seems. She's more than just a teacher, she's a mentor. This is more than just a game, it's a family tradition. It's a great way to show that there's hidden value or extra importance in something. You can also flip it around for emphasis. He's more than just smart, he's brilliant. The phrase can also work with emotions. I'm more than just tired. I'm exhausted. It's all about amplifying, that is, adding weight and meaning to something simple. Kind of like Bob's dog, it's more than just a pet. It's now the family's emotional support therapist. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Jungkook, the golden boy of BTS. Despite being a celebrity, Jungkook is known as a very kind and humble person who is recognized for his generosity to causes in need. The massive superstar with a heart of gold has proven that he is more than just a singer. He's a role model who inspires millions of people with his passion, creativity, and compassion.
Creativity 这个名词指创造力或是创意。来看个例句。Good design requires both creativity and problem-solving skills. 好的设计需要兼具创造力与解决问题的技巧。Creativity 的形容词是 creative, 是指有创意的或是创新的。譬如 ,The ad was so creative that it went viral online.这则广告非常有创意，在网络上迅速走红。另外，与 creative 相关的名词是 creation, 是指创作或是创造物。譬如 ,The sculpture was a breathtaking creation, carved from marble so delicately that it seemed almost alive. 这座雕像是件令人惊叹的创作，用大理石精雕细琢而成，看起来栩栩如生。这就是今天的 Language Lab. Thanks for joining and see you next time.
I'm excited to see how our article is going to end today, friends. So let's learn a little bit more about Jungkook together right now.
All right, let's get into it. Despite being a celebrity, Jungkook is known as a very kind and humble person who is recognized for his generosity to causes in need. This is a great thing to hear, as often very famous celebrities might become proud and lose that personality of generosity.
That's right. Sometimes they get out of touch with what's going on in everyday people's lives or needs around the world. But that's not what's going on here with Jungkook. We learned that he is a very generous person. We see this word generosity.This is willingness to give or share with others.
For example, everyone admired Mrs. Chen's generosity as she gave money toward the poor.
Okay, so we see here that Jungkook has a lot of generosity, and this generosity is to causes in need. Causes, friends, are things that people support or fight for.Like helping others or protecting nature. There are so many different examples of different causes in the world.
Sure. Let's use it in a sentence. Susan donates to several good causes every year. Often a cause is just one problem that needs help. It could be hungry people in some part of the world, or homeless people.Or certain wars.
That's right. Or animals in an animal shelter. All of these are different causes. So we learned from our article that Jungkook shows generosity to various causes. He's a massive superstar with a heart of gold. I really like that we have used this phrase, Garrett, because didn't we say that he had a voice of gold earlier?
He had a golden voice, yes. Of course, gold is beautiful.When it's used in these different phrases, it has a very positive meaning. If you're said to have a heart of gold, you're a very kind and caring person.
Okay, let's use that phrase, heart of gold, in a sentence. Even though John looks tough, he has a heart of gold.
Absolutely. So we're saying that Jungkook has a heart of gold. He loves to give generously to these different causes.And that shows that he's more than just a good singer. There's more to who he is and his personality.
Right. And here we see he's a role model who inspires millions of people with his passion, creativity, and compassion. These are all great character qualities. When you have passion about something, friends, it means you really care about it. And you often put a lot of work into it and care about the result.We also see these other great characteristics like creativity and compassion.
Right. And I think these are some of the ways in which a celebrity really becomes a superstar. You know, there are many people out there who are great singers and dancers, But in order to have this fan base that really follows every part of your life, you need to be interesting in many ways.
It has to do a lot with your public image, I think. If you are really, really talented, but people perceive you as very far away from them or not very kind, you might not have that fan base.
Right. People might still follow some of the things you do, but you'll never get to that same level, that level that it seems Jungkook has gotten to.
After reading about all of these qualities he has, I can see why his fans love him so much. Well, friends, we're not done talking about this topic. We're going to be right back after today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 despite 这个介系词，意思是尽管如何如何，虽然如何，用来引出与主句内容相反的事实或对比的情况。后面接名词或动名词，但不能直接接子句。如果要接完整的句子，必须加上 the fact that。另外 ，although 跟 even though 为从属连接词，与 despite the fact that 用法类似，后面可以直接引导完整的子句。例如 ，despite the fact that it was raining heavily, the soccer match continued as planned。或是 although it was raining heavily, the soccer match continued as planned. 虽然当时正下着大雨，但足球比赛仍如期进行。
Friends, we have reached the end of our lesson, and before we go, I want to take a look at today's talk about it question. What characteristic of Jungkook do you like the most? And why? Now, before you answer this, Garrett, I want to point out that there were a lot of characteristics that were actually mentioned in the article, but I think there are some other characteristics we can find from his life that maybe weren't necessarily mentioned.
Sure. Well, to give my answer, I'm actually going to go back to what we talked about yesterday. Remember, he was a very shy young man, but he still knew what he wanted to do. He wanted to become a singer. From that young age, and he didn't give up. He kept going each step of the way, knowing what he needed to do to get him to his goal.
We have a word for that in English, and it's perseverance. It's the idea that even though you run into obstacles or things that are difficult, you keep going.
Right. I think it can be hard for some people to know exactly what they want to do, and even if they have some dreams, to know exactly how to follow through on each step of the way to get there. But Jungkook has done a great job.
He definitely has. I want to take a look at something that we saw in yesterday's article, yesterday's lesson as well, friends. And that's when our article mentioned that he signed on to big music, big hits music, at the age of 13. And it wasn't until he was 15 that he started singing with BTS. That means for 2 years he did this extensive training. I think that shows perseverance, but it also shows that he was willing to do a lot of hard work to accomplish his goals.
Right. Sometimes when you step into a new role, you feel like you're full of talent and a great future, and you want to start right away. You want to be the star right when you start. But sometimes you need to take things slow, work hard, go through that training, and it'll pay off in the end.
This is something that's true for anything that you want to do in life. If you want to be good at something, you have to put the work into it. That's true with language learning as well, friends. And I know you are putting in the work. Thanks so much for being with us here today. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye.
Times, a good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.